And now, young Widow Brown. Is Erin Brown to regret having persuaded her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, to engage the lovely Dr. Allison Shaw for a temporary residency at Health Center Hospital, saying it is the least they can do for Allison, who saved Erin's life? For what Anthony suspected is true. Jim Morrison, the man in Allison Shaw's life, has followed her to Simpsonville and is registered at the Mansion House. Now, Anthony has just come downstairs from attending him, and in Mr. Bailey's, the manager's office, Anthony is saying,
"Well, your unruly guest will sleep the clock around now, Mr. Bailey. I've knocked him out for a while."
"Well, of course, Dr. Loring, and I didn't want you to do anything drastic."
Don't be nervous. I was quite within my rights and completely ethical. When a man has been drinking as much as Jim Morrison has, you have to knock him out, if only to give his system a rest."
"Oh, Dr. Loring, I didn't mean... I just don't understand people like this, Dr. Morrison."
"Tell me about him."
"Well, he registered yesterday afternoon, very late. He went to his room, and he didn't come out. He brought liquor with him, and he just stayed there, drinking."
"That's what he was doing, I'm sure."
"Then he got very noisy and objectionable. What's wrong with a man like that? Why does he drink like that?"
"Well, he doesn't want to, that's for sure. He's really in a bad spot. Look, did he ask for anyone? Did he make any telephone calls?"
No, Doctor. He's a stranger in Simpsonville. He doesn't know anyone here at all."
"That's what you think. Well, I guess the only thing to do is wait."
"Wait? Here?"
"Oh, no, Mr. Bailey. I was talking to myself. Now, look, he won't wake, I'm sure, until morning. I'll come by again so that I can talk to him and try to straighten him out, or send him on his way."
"Well, I do appreciate it, Dr. Loring, and I want you to know that the management will take care of your bill."
"Oh, I'm not worried about the bill."
But you are sure he won't be troublesome?"
"I'm sure, Mr. Bailey."
"Why he picked Simpsonville, I'll never know."
"Well, I do know, and I may tell you about it later. Right now, I think I'll go along. But if anything should happen, call me."
"Yes, surely. Goodbye, Doctor, and thank you."
"Oh, you don't have to come out with me, Mr. Bailey. That's all right."
"Well, I do appreciate what you've done, Dr. Loring."
"It's all right."
As Anthony leaves the manager's office, he meets Louise Simpson, the rich widow, who is intent upon making trouble for Ellen and Anthony. And Louise greets him, saying,
"Hello, Anthony."
"Oh, hello, Louise."
"Who's sick?"
"No one."
"No one? Come, Anthony, what in the world have you your bag with you for?"
"It's part of me. I always carry it."
"I can find out easily enough. Is it your sister?"
No, it's not Victoria. It's just a guest at the hotel, that's all."
"No one we know?"
"No one we know."
"Where are you going now?"
"Back to the hospital. Why?"
"Oh, I just wondered. I was here myself because I wanted to talk to Mr. Bailey about the luncheon club I'm thinking of organizing."
"So?"
"I had stopped by to see Ellen. She had that Dr. Allison Shaw with her."
"Hmm?"
"You put Dr. Shaw on the staff at Health Center Hospital."
"On a temporary basis, yes."
"I would have objected strongly if it had come to a vote of the hospital board."
"I know."
"Anthony, did you take her on only because Ellen insisted after Dr. Shaw had saved her life? Or did you engage Dr. Shaw because you were a little smitten with her?"
"That's absurd, Louise. And I think I told you before that I didn't want to pursue that kind of conversation. Now, if you'll excuse me."
"I told Ellen she was foolish because I think that you're going to get mixed up with that girl, Anthony. I can see it coming."
"It will be our problem, Ellen's and mine, and Allison's, if that should happen, Louise."
"I'll say I told you so."
"No doubt."
"Anthony, do you really dislike me? Do you really hate me?"
"Of course not."
"But I do annoy you."
"You have an uncanny faculty for annoying me."
"I know. Anthony, it's because I think I'd give anything in the world for you just to notice me, to be nice to me."
"I notice you, Louise. I'm very much aware of you. Now, be a good girl and have your chat with Mr. Bailey. I'm going back to the hospital."
"Goodbye, Anthony."
"Goodbye, Louise."
Anthony is thoughtful as he drives back to Health Center Hospital, and almost unconsciously he finds himself parking his car in front of Evan's house. Now, a few moments later, he is saying to Evan,
"You see, you're a habit with me, Ellen."
"How do you mean, Anthony?"
"I can't pass your door. I had no intention of going back to the hospital this way, but I did."
"I thought you were Allison again. She was using your car."
No, I took the car from her a while ago. I had an emergency call at the Mansion House."
"You almost had one here. I thought Louise Simpson and Allison Shaw would come to blows any moment. Louise can certainly be aggravating."
"Louise calls Allison that woman."
"Yes, I know. Louise is warning me against Allison, saying Allison will take you away from me.
I met Louise at the mansion house. She said the same thing to me. Oh, dear. It's pleasant here. I wish I didn't have to go back to work.
What was the emergency at the mansion house?
Nothing very serious, dear.
Oh, that's good.
Someone who'd been drinking too much.
Well, goodness. That's unusual for Simpsonville.
Yes, it is. He's a very sick man.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
He must be a very good-looking guy when he's sober. Good physique. But he gives himself a terrible beating.
What can you do for him, Anthony?
All I can do is give him a sedative. The rest is up to him. He's got to cure himself.
Can he?
I don't know. It takes character, and he's facing quite a problem.
It wasn't a great emergency. Still, you're worried about him.
Yes.
Why?
Because... Oh, nothing, darling, nothing. I've got to get back to the hospital. Are you resting? You should be. It was a serious operation you went through.
Oh, yes, Anthony. I'm being very well behaved.
Good. I'll see you.
Yes, dear. Try to relax.
Oh, I'm fine.
You know you're not.
No, honest Injun.
All right. But stop worrying about whatever it is you're worrying about.
I'll see you. Maybe Mariah Hawkins would give me lunch.
Oh, she'd love to, Anthony. Just call me if you can manage it.
I will. Bye, darling.
Meanwhile, at the little Simpsonville Hotel, Mr. Bailey, the manager, is finishing his talk with Louise Simpson, now saying...
Well, I think it's a lovely idea, Mrs. Simpson. The ladies in the town having a luncheon club here at the Mansion House.
Well, I thought you'd like the idea, Mr. Bailey. Now I'll round up the people. And, of course, you'll have a note about it in the social page of the newspaper.
Yes, of course. That'll be just fine.
I want Mrs. Brown, naturally. Oh, speaking of Mrs. Brown, why was Dr. Loring here?
Mr. Simpson, we are so lucky to have him. He came because of this perfectly terrible incident.
What incident, Mr. Bailey?
The Mansion House has a drunken guest.
For heaven's sake. Anyone we know?
No, Mrs. Simpson. There isn't anybody in Simpsonville who drinks like that. I just had to get a doctor here because the man was raising such a fuss. And annoying other guests. And, you know the guests at the Mansion House.
What's his name?
Morrison. James Morrison.
Where's he from, Mr. Bailey?
Chicago. Why he picked Simpsonville for this performance, I never will know.
It's a strange thing. He doesn't know anyone here?
Dr. Loring thinks he knows something about him, but he wouldn't go into that with me. That's to say, Dr. Loring knows someone who knows him.
Oh, I wonder who.
Well, as I say, the doctor didn't tell me, so...
My goodness, it is a strange thing, isn't it? Of course, most men drink over women, I think. Perhaps this is a frustrated lover. Look out, he doesn't commit suicide.
Now, Mrs. Simpson, don't say such a thing. Because on the desk in his room, there was the beginnings of a letter. I didn't read it. It just began, Dear Alice, I think.
Alice?
Well, yes, I think so.
Are you sure it wasn't Allison, Mr. Bailey?
I couldn't be sure, Mrs. Simpson. Why?
Nothing. I don't suppose you'd want to take another look, Mr. Bailey, for me. Just... for fun?
Well, Mrs. Simpson, it seems like a peculiar thing to do. I mean...
Oh, calm now, Mr. Bailey. Even if it is peculiar, think what a wonderful customer I'm going to be for your dining room. Now, you should...
I should be more obliging? Well, perhaps I should at that. I look at the letter, Mrs. Simpson.
Now?
Now?
Yes, do it now. I'd just like to know. I'm acting purely on a hunch, but it would be interesting if it worked out. If it... Well, really, sir.
Well, will you wait here, Mrs. Simpson? I'll go upstairs. I'll take another look at the letter.
Louise waits patiently. And now, a few minutes later, Mr. Bailey returns to her with a piece of paper in his hand, saying...
Oh, he didn't finish writing the name on the letter, Mrs. Simpson.
Let me see, Mr. Bailey. It looks like A-L-I-S.
Yes, you see, it's all scrawled as though he dropped the pen.
You spell Alice with a C. A-L-I-C-E. This is the beginning of the name Allison. Now, isn't that strange?
So the presence in Simpsonville of Jim Morrison, the man who is upsetting the life of Ellen's benefactor, Dr. Allison Shaw, is now known to both Anthony and Louise Simpson. What will this mean for young Widder Brown?